you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We're back.
After all this time, guys, this is our first recording of Simpin' After Dark during this motherfucking corona shit. This is your host, Ashley Mendoza.
And Victoria D. Wells. And Simpin' After Dark was hopefully going to be a filmed podcast, but, you know, due to certain circumstances, we got to keep it on the audio levels.
Yeah, so you can still listen to us. Also, we did drop our one video that we have on our Instagram at Sipping After Dark, where you can watch us as you listen to the podcast if you're more of like a visual person. It is very appealing. You know, we set the mood. It's nice.
It's a great time. And we're here to just say, like, look, maybe we can't film some shit right now, but we're going to give you some quality audio.
Can't motherfucking stop us.
And we're going to bring in some artists that we got some feedback from you guys talking about what you guys want to hear. And we're going to talk about them and how they correlate to our lives and relationships. And yeah, we're going to get straight into it.
Yeah, that's what we do here at Simpin' After Dark. So we got some good songs. So let me start off by saying, you know, a lot of people like to drag people that are always posting songs that they like on their Instagram or Twitter or whatever, screenshots.
That's a big thing, huh?
Yeah, like, people, like, love to, I do it, I know Vic does it, like, we stay doing that shit. A lot of times it's personal, you might be going through something, sometimes it might be some kind of, like, subtweet or, like, a message to somebody that you know is gonna see it,
you know,
whatever.
I think we brought it up on the first episode, and every song that I ever post is 100% has meaning. And
100%
no matter,
is at somebody.
No matter how much I deny it, there's meaning behind it, okay?
Exactly. So today, it's a artist by the name of Cash Page, who I was actually put.
Hey! The coronavirus got us.
Put onto by my friend Amanda. It's I was like on my Instagram stories just like checking shit out. And it was, like, just whatever, and she had a song by Cash Page. It's this song, Love Songs, Bonus.
I think you texted me it, too.
Yeah, like, right away, I was, like, yo. Like, I, like, saw her story, and I was, like, whoa. Like, it was, like, a little snippet. Like, I don't know how long Instagram stories are. Like,
15 seconds.
Yeah. I was, like, yo, and I went just straight to Spotify, listened to it, and I was like, oh my god. I texted Vic because I was like, we gotta do like a simping fucking episode on her.
I heard it and I was like, it's done. Yes, it's over.
She's
we
so
need this.
Good. Like, gives me like, I don't even know, like Travis Scott, like maybe like early.
She's got like a Summer Walker, but
yes,
like mixed with like a J. Cole vibe or
yes,
like, I don't know what it is. It's so funny because when
it's
you hear
the
song,
thing,
you're like, oh, this is so nice. This is so soft.
Feels familiar in like
yeah,
a comforting way. Instantly gets you in your feelings.
But then it's funny because then when you just showed me her genius about of talking about this song, she is so like, so this song is about this and this. She's so like passionate and straightforward.
Yes.
Which
and she's
is,
young as fuck. I
she's
think.
Like
we
19.
We just looked up her birthday because we were like trying to guess her sign. We're always trying to guess people's zodiac signs. Like, and
she's
let,
a Capricorn.
Let me tell you, I guessed three signs and I was right. She's a Capricorn.
Yeah, I guess Aquarius.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, that's close.
Very close.
Yeah, like,
she got
we
vibes.
Weird. We weird. I'm an Aquarius moon though. That's why I feel like I'm weird.
Okay.
So.
Okay. I'm surrounded by Aquarius people.
Yeah.
My parents and my dad and like my whole family. But either way, like, She's just great.
She's a baby, but she is so funny because, like, the way she comes off is so much more mature and, like, put together.
I'm not surprised that, like, when I was like, yeah, she's 19. Like, what? Like, she definitely, like, what she sings about and the way she carries herself, you would not think she's 19.
I was not feeling and thinking the things that she is feeling when I was 19. I think I was a little bit more shallow. Aware. Yeah.
She's a lot more aware, like, when it comes to it. Like, she's, like, a self-proclaimed player, which is, you know, a lot of people like to put up that front, but baby, this song, like, lets us know. Like,
Earth Gang fam. Yeah. Cheer Gang fam.
It's okay. You've been hurt. And, like, if you listen to all her other music, like, she's been hurt. She likes to say, like, in her Genius interview, when she talks about the lyrics of the song, that she doesn't really do love songs because she doesn't even, like, talk to people like that. Like, she doesn't talk like that.
She doesn't feel like that. She
like,
says
maybe
she's
been so hurt before where, like, she's just like, I'm done. So, like, now the music that she does make reflects her reality, which is she doesn't even put herself in that position anymore.
Let's play a clip of this. Let's play a clip of this.
Let's do it.
Oh, this is such a good song.
I can't wear you mine. You used to be texting me, checking me, calling me your slime. And now you treat me like my world less than a dime. And if we paint a perfect picture, we can make it last forever. And you're the only one I want to wear my orange sweater. I told you I am down for the worst or the better. But I keep sticking to you cause I'm for a stupid letter.
You got me singing love songs.
Can we talk about it?
It's so catchy. But yes. So, like, if you watch her Genius video and it was, like, so cool.
I didn't catch this when I first heard the song.
Me either. Me either. Because, okay, so, like, what she was talking about was that she heard a song that inspired her to do a part two. And that song was Doja Cat, No Police, which is... It's such a good song. It's crazy because a lot of people don't really even know about Doja Cat till, like, she made her fucking Moo song, the fucking cow song. But, like, she's been making bops. And No Police was, like, her first, like, banger.
That was a big one.
Yeah, it was great. Like, it was a really good song. And, like, as soon as I was like, oh, interesting, I went to go listen to it. I played it for Vic, and we're just, like, losing our mind. Like, same fucking beat.
I was like,
beat.
I can't believe it.
Same beat. Like, if you just play them side by side, like, same beat, except for
Cat's Hers
Cage.
Is slowed down.
Yeah, she transposed it, like, a little bit, like, deeper. But it's amazing. And she just, like, was inspired by it and was like, you know, I'm not really super into, like, love and making love songs. But let me make a song that is for people that want to be in love with the song and feel love when they hear a song.
And that's exactly how I feel when I feel the song. Like, can we bring up some lyrics?
Yes, let's do it.
So when it starts off, it's such a a cute little acoustic, like, it's just cute. I miss my cocoa butter kisses. Hope you smile when you listen. That's, like, straight up, look,
you're
I'm thinking about someone language. Specific.
Yeah, you're already in your
feelings. I hope you're thinking about me. Like, I don't know about you guys, but when certain music brings up, like, certain vibes, feelings, whatever you want to call it, I think it's usually associated with a person or, like, a human being. Yeah. So to me, for, like, her to straight up be like, I hope you smile when you listen, she knows who she's talking to. She's, like, addressing the person immediately, like, straight up, look, I'm talking about you. And I love that. I think that's so cute because, to me, that's, like, I'm already thinking about my boo right now.
Yep.
Already.
Instantly, off the bat. And then she goes into, ain't no competition, just competing for attention. And you, like, I'm not on no games. Well, baby, I've been peeping and you ain't been the same. Like, who been on your mind? Who got your time? Who you've been vibing with? And why I can't make you mine?
She said this in her Genius, which I thought was so true. She was like, you know when you texting someone and it's like 24/7, you guys are all cupcaking, like all up in each other's faces.
When it's first starting out. When it's
and then it kind of dies.
Good. It's good. And then it's...
You're like, is it me? Is he texting someone else? Did he find someone new? Am I boring?
Yeah.
And I know you know what you
what
mean.
That's what she says, too. She's like, as soon as you, like, can sense the vibe has changed, it's either, like, you know, like...
He likes someone else.
They fell off. Like, they're not into you no more.
Uh-huh.
Or they found someone else.
Yeah.
It's one or the other. Like...
It could only be one of the two.
I can't fucking think of
which is
else.
This is why I know she's a Capricorn, because she's logical. Yes. She's like, one or two, bitch. You either like me or you don't. What is it? You either fell off or you found someone new. Be real with me. And that's why.
No wonder I liked her.
No wonder. It just makes sense. So obviously the chorus comes in. And this is what she said was actually the line that, like, sparked the creativeness for this song.
Where she, like, knew, like, this is going to be something. Because it is a really good line. She says, and if we paint a perfect picture, we can make it last forever.
Yeah.
Even just that by itself. Like, that is just such, like, something that paints something in your mind. Like, it, like, makes you realize, like, you when you think about something, you just want to make it something so solid in your head. Like, if we just
you have
do
so much
this,
hope for it.
Yeah, it's like, it could be it. Like, this could be it.
Yeah.
Like, let's just
if we committed.
Perfect,
yes, yeah.
Like, let's just do it.
Let's, yeah.
Like, that's
and that's fuck. The epitome, I think, of love a song. Like, you got me singing a love song because you want that. You strive
you make
for
it,
that.
It makes it just, like, last forever, making a love song about it. And that's what this, like, this song is. It's
that, hey, big head, what you on? Make me hit up a song. Double cup, but bae, I'm leaning on you. That... Okay, I was talking about this with Ashley, and I feel like if you're drunk, like, and I don't mean, like, tipsy around someone. I mean, like, if you are drunk, like, you let yourself go. Obviously, we've all been that way. I mean, I guess I can't speak for everybody, but for myself, I've been that way in public. But I can say that if I allow myself to be completely drunk in front of you, that's probably because I like you. I trust you.
Yeah, and a lot of times, like, for me specifically, it's because I like you so much that it's hard for me. Like, for me, personally, when I'm not drunk, it's hard for me to let go. So, like, if I'm around you and I get drunk, it's because I want to be able to let go. And I want to let that guard down.
Exactly.
So, like, a lot of times I have to be drunk because that's just who I am as a person. I don't know.
Sometimes you got to be intoxicated to let your real feelings come out so then that person can say, hey.
Bad. And that's, like, another, like, little cue part in, like, her lyrics, like, where she says, like, oh, this is the type of song you tip on four floors and pour up song. Like, that's like, talking about chilling in your car, like, sipping on your drink, hanging out. Like, it's just like a high school thing, but it's timeless at the same time. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I can be 40 and I'll still be chilling in my car with my boo, sipping on drinks, listening to music. It's still fucking
all
cute.
All day,
it's so
every day.
Cute and romantic and fucking inexpensive. And just, it can just bring up that nostalgia. Just her saying that little lyric right there. It's so cute.
I love that. And that makes me think of some tweets.
Some motherfucking
tweets. Some tweets.
What's up?
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
A good tweet right here from typical quotes. I mean, how much straightforward can it get? Typical. Relationships have problems. That doesn't mean it's time to break up.
How do you feel about that?
I'm pretty straightforward. So if I have an issue with you, I'm probably going to be pretty straightforward about that shit. I'm going to be like, look, Jonathan. You don't take the fucking trash out. And I feel like I pull my weight around here since, you know, we go to restaurants and we split the bill 50-50. So if I'm taking the trash out on Tuesdays and Thursdays, you should hit that shit Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
You better be.
Because Friday is Shabbos, and I'm cooking.
Exactly.
I don't know. You know what I mean?
I agree. No, yeah, a lot of times it's really easy to just jump to, like, letting go and being like, especially, like, I feel like the older you get, like, you're so quick to cut people off if you're like, well, this isn't working, so I'm not fucking wasting my time no more.
Or, like, I am who I am.
Yeah. People, that's also, like, an easy trap to fall into. And, like, you're like, well, stop trying to change me.
That's a fucking worst.
It's like, you have to, like, realize the difference between somebody trying to change you and somebody calling out some deep character flaws that you really need to fix within yourself. Communication is important. And along with that is emotional intelligence, which brings me to this tweet. Emotional intelligence isn't limited to women. Men, stop using the excuse that men and women are different so you don't have to deal with your emotions. Men and women are wired slightly different, but that doesn't take away from the fact that men can still develop emotional intelligence. And that's by I'm Azuri. Whatever. Yep.
And she's speaking some truth. Yes. Because, yeah, you know, I feel like I do think sometimes there is that, like, boys will be boys, or, like, yes, you know, I'm a player, it is what it is. And it's like, you know what? Just because,
like, a societal preset of, like, well, you know, it is what it is.
But also, we all know what that excuse is for. It's for that, like, deep, I don't want to deal with my issue, so I'm just going to use this as a mask to, like, project why I want to support my behaviors.
Exactly. Which that can also kind of fall back into, like, we were talking about, like, astrology, and, like, if you're using it solely as a crutch to be like, you know, I'm a shitty person because I'm this sign, or I'm this sign, or I do this because this, like, no, that's not what astrology is for. As well as,
it's
like,
not to justify, yeah, it's to learn.
For you to have a deeper understanding of yourself and do better and understand why, and maybe, like, reflect, but it's not a crutch.
No.
So as well with, like, emotional intelligence, like, do better, like, be better. Like, there is no age where you stop learning or stop developing your character. Like, think of your life as a movie. Like, you don't stop.
And also, you know, what's so funny is that we were just recently on the Wild 7 podcast. We were actually just talking to our good friend, Mr. Nodred. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Nasred.
Mr. Nasred from the Wild 7 podcast. And you know what he brought up? He said, are fuck boys strictly related to boy? Like, what is the definition of a fuck boy? And this is actually something I want to talk about. Yeah. I got into an argument with a man.
Oh, God.
I was just arguing with a little boy, really, on Twitter. Maybe it was Instagram. Who knows? He told me that because he dated women, he felt like he understood them better than me.
Excuse me?
You heard that correctly.
Excuse me, bitch. What?
But also, I just want to say that I think his anger was misguided.
Well, first of all, sir.
Yeah.
Like,
I know.
I hope you're hearing this.
Many problems.
And, like, feeling stupid because you look real stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, I laughed really hard when he said that one. He was like, don't you think I know women better because I date them? And I was like, you know.
But I am a woman.
I was like, what's a period feel like? And he was like, ugh. And I was like, oh, no. But, like, so long story short is I think his anger was misguided because I was angry with fuckboys. And he was like, you're always talking shit about men. And I was like, oh, no. Shit. I've been misperceived by someone who follows me because I don't want to think I'm talking shit about men. I love men. Men.
Like, first of all, maybe, like, we're speaking our truth and our experience. And if you're choosing to listen to us and, like, be offended, that's your own fault. Nobody's asking you to listen to this and, like, take it as an attack. We're just talking shit. You can sit there and laugh. And if you don't relate, you can be like, oh, support. And then, also, like, that's cool. You don't have to fucking take it as an attack.
Also, mind you, like, this was these were memes.
Yeah.
These were memes on Instagram. So they were actually attacks. This is just somebody who felt the need to tell me their opinion.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I find these things really funny. So he was like, you're always attacking men. And I think this specific meme was like a Family Guy meme where her brains were blown out on the table. And someone was like, how men handle stress. And then it was like Stewie, who looked a little bit concerned. And it was like, how women handle stress. So just like a take on how men handle stress versus women handle stress. And so this man had responded to me, well, if you're going to say that, then put women hooking up with men on that side too.
What?
And then I had the exact same confusion. I was so confused.
What do you mean?
He started to tell me that I only talk shit about men and that women do terrible things too, and that they're always hooking up with guys and they're only hooking up with guys for the wrong reasons. And I was like, sir, I think we're mad at the same person.
Yeah, like, what are you talking about? Like, when you have something to complain about, like, you shouldn't just automatically lump a gender in. Like, maybe sometimes we do because it's from our perspective.
But
and we both deal with predominantly straight relationships.
Yeah, I'm not a lesbian. So, yeah. Like, I'm not dealing with women. I don't know. Yeah. I'm not that. There is one perspective that guy is correct. Doesn't mean you know women better than me just because you date them. But I'm not dating women. I only date men. So, obviously, the majority of what I'm talking about is probably going to be geared towards men. Probably just because that's 50% of the population I'm dating. Like, yeah. I'm only dating men. So, like, the majority of it's going to be geared towards that. But at the same time, his frustration was very much geared towards, you know.
Yeah.
Like women just, can also be fuckboys, too. And I was like, yes, I very much so agree
exactly,
with you.
Exactly.
If anybody is lying or manipulating you into believing something that isn't what you agreed upon, like, yeah, they're a fuckboy or they're a fuckgirl. Like, it's a universal term.
It's not gender neutral, ladies and gentlemen.
So let's just get that straight.
Straight up.
Gender neutral.
Straight up.
It's on the Wild 7 podcast. It's on the Simpin' After
Check
Dark
it
podcast.
Out.
It's on all these goddamn podcasts. So, like, get it right, guys.
Yeah. It's crazy.
I'm so glad your neighbor is deciding to blow up their air mattress right now.
I don't know what they're doing, but it's like, today.
I think we should probably wrap it up after that.
Yeah, so I think a quick little wrap up. Cash Page, check her out. She's fucking dope.
If she's got you singing love songs, then email us at simpinafterdark@gmail.com and tell us what you think about the podcast. Oh, goddamn, I thought they were going to stop for a second. Tell us what you think about the podcast. It's not that we're going to, like, accept your opinion or take it into consideration, but we'll look at the email.
We just want to know.
We'll read it.
You can DM us also at SimpinAfterDark on Instagram.
And if you want to follow us personally.
If that's what you want to do, Ash_Friday_.
And at Victoria D. Wells. And don't forget to check out our sister podcast, Wild 7 Podcast. It's awesome. We're on there.
It's funny. We'll be on there a lot more. We got some cool changes coming soon. You can hear what else we're up to outside of this podcast. So, yeah, check it out. And we'll see you guys next time.
And here's to the next coronavirus episode. Coronavirus.